Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If this is your first time being here, welcome. You are listening to Christian Education and Mentoring, and I am your host, Gina Brown, and I welcome you on today. I just thought I would stop by and talk to you guys for just a few minutes. I was thinking about why, and not merely as Christians, I was getting ready to say as a Christian, but you don't have to be a Christian to reminisce over your life, think back, think over your struggles, your wins, your losses. And you know, I was just looking back over my life, and it's okay. It's okay to look back over your life for reviewing, just checking on your progress. It's always a good thing. However, you don't want to stay there too long. You don't want to linger there too long. We all have a destiny. And there's a destination. And it's something to think about. But I want to talk to you for just a minute from a spiritual perspective. But please, friends, keep in mind, remember a few months back, I said to you guys that first the spiritual, then the natural. The spiritual governs the natural. Nothing's going to go on in your natural life down here on earth until it's released in the spirit realm. So even if you are not a born-again believer, what concerns Jesus Christ concerns you. You may not have chosen him yet, but he chose you over 2,000 years ago when he was crucified on the cross for the sins of the whole world. That included you. And even now, you know, it's hard to fathom that time and place and all the reasons why. And it's getting even harder for some to give their lives to Jesus Christ because we have so many things in the world to excite us and draw our attention and satisfy us. But you know, sometimes, from time to time, when I'm thinking back over my life, those moments that I had a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, a lot of wins, and compared to like now, it really wasn't a very exciting time. It was just, I don't know, maybe it was just living in that era. And I'm so afraid that, you know, people caught up with all of the things that we could have and obtain and places we can go and things that we can do, that we are going to miss out. And one day you're going to be sitting around looking back, thinking back over your life, and you're going to wonder, where did the time go? Where did it go? Trust me on that. And on tomorrow, what wasn't done today, we can't get that time back. You know what I mean? And so, I just want to remind you guys that, you know, you have a destiny. You're not just living in vain. Your life is not in vain. Let me tell you about a little quick story. It won't take very long. I want to talk about Apostle Paul for just a minute. Okay, let me talk about Paul for just a minute. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, as Paul quickly glances over his life, he realizes he accomplished the assignment was set before him from the Lord God. He was always focused and ready to defend the gospel. But through the many trials he faced along his journey, and even at times when his life was in jeopardy, Paul fought back with the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. But now, nearing the end of his life, he says to Timothy, "I have fought a good fight. I finished my course." Not only did he fight, but Paul fought well, and he finished the task, the assignment the Lord had entrusted him with. And Paul says victoriously, "I have kept the faith." As a soldier in the army standing guard, you guys remember all the miraculous things Paul did in the way he taught. Paul took the shield of faith and he took a stand in the army of the Lord. He goes on to say, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing." What a testimony. What a testimony. I want to ask you guys, what would you have to be said about you at your demise? When it's all said and done, what did we contribute? What did we do? How do you want to be remembered? Paul says, "I have fought a good fight." But what does this mean for you and me? Guys, it means that we must be proven faithful as well. Now, I know you said, how was Paul proven faithful? Because a lot of us haven't read the life of Paul. But remembering all the sufferings that Paul went through, the troubled trials he went through, he could have given up, laid faith aside and given up. But he didn't. He persevered. And now everyone can easily see the fruits of his labor. And now he's ready to reap the benefits of his faithfulness. And we have got to remember, friends, that we are not to stay in a place of infancy. And definitely, but it comes a time when we have to grasp what the Lord has instructed us to do. There's a mandate on all of our lives. All of us. Doesn't have to be something grand. If you have a husband, if you have a wife, if you have some children, you are the covering for that family. Maybe you lost your father or your mother. If your mother is here and your father's not here, you are her covering. Forget about the big jobs. Forget about the Apostle Paul's and forget about those guys. We all have our assignment. We have our earthly assignments to cover and protect and take care of our families. We have our jobs. We have responsibilities to ourselves, but we also have a responsibility to the Lord God to take care of those people that he has connected you with. You know, it may be a young lady in your church, in your neighborhood, your daughter, your son may have a friend that's, they don't have as much, or, you know, they can't do as much. I remember quite a few years ago, my sisters and I, we made it a habit of getting names, children's names off the angel trees. You guys remember that. I don't know if they still do that. They don't do it much more around here in this area. But that's what it's equivalent to, what I'm talking about. There's always someone, there's always something, there's always something that we can do to change somebody's life, to brighten somebody's life, to brighten somebody's day. We all have assignments. And I know many of Christians, I know that they do. They feel that, you know, you're saved, born again to go to heaven. No, no, friends. Heaven is the end resort. Heaven determines where you're going depending on how you live here on earth. We got to do some work here on earth first. Okay, guys, are we together on that? Am I making any sense at all? I'm talking about destination and all the things that go between here and there, getting there. And we must grasp what the Lord has instructed us to do and get busy for the Lord. We are to mimic Jesus Christ, mimic his life. We are his hands. We are his feet. We can help somebody. Doesn't have to be anything major. You know, the saints of old used to say when I was a little girl, may the works I do speak for me. I think that's an old gospel song, I think. I know I remember hearing it a lot. May the works I've done speak for me. And it absolutely will in the end times. When we stand before the Lord, he's going to want to know, what did you do with the 25 years, 45 years, 65, 75, however many years the Lord allow us here? What did you do with all of that time? What did you do with all of the nice resources the Lord left you to perform charitable acts, if you will, for people? A lot of us can do a lot more than others. There's another old saying, you're blessed to be a blessing. To whom much is given, much is required. Those are not just sayings, friends. It is so very, very true. It is true. I'm talking about destination. We are not seeking a closer walk with the Lord just to have company throughout life. It is a day-to-day struggle. I'm not saying that it's not. But we are to be inwardly renewed daily. It gets better. You know, ask the Lord. Ask him to take you back to that place and time when you were so excited about receiving the word of God. Remember when you first got saved? Everybody thought they knew something that nobody else knew. It was so exciting. We really didn't know what to expect. We just knew that God was about to do something. Well, you know, everybody ought to have the opportunity to have God do something in their life. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where all these thoughts are coming from. I don't know. Just lately, I've been thinking about where I've been, where I am, where I'm trying to go. I just thought I would stir you guys up as well and give you something to think about. We haven't reached perfection yet. Nope. We still have quite a bit to go, God willing. We have a destination and we have a destiny. And it's one thing to stay focused on it, but it's a whole different ballgame to think about what you're going to do as you go towards it. What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to share? What are you going to give? What are you going to teach? What are you going to leave behind? What's going to be said of us? How will people remember us? Because we are a busy people, are we not? So many things to keep us off course. I have to check myself, and often, you know, it's a struggle to stay focused, to live right, to try. To live right, talk right, do right. And then you step out of your house and you're on a job. You're with coworkers, you're with other family members and friends and neighbors. Everyone is living a different type of lifestyle. And you have to keep your mind right and stay focused on what you know to do is right. I just stopped by to say to somebody, I just want to encourage you to stay focused. Don't be so blindsided by all of what the world has to offer us. Surely we want this stuff. We want this stuff. There's nothing wrong with this stuff. But we got to do some other things. It's not all about us. We got to share some love. Even if it's just conversation. Helps. The Bible speaks of helps. Tangible things. And I just want to encourage somebody to do that. Because we are quickly approaching our destination. We didn't come to stay here and we won't be here very long. God willing, we will live a long life. Nobody's ready to check out right now. You get what I'm saying. Make life matter. As we probe through our day, taking care of our needs, the needs of our families, think on somebody else. Think on somebody else. Because surely, when we meet Jesus, in the end, we are going to have to answer for time spent. Absolutely, we will. And you want to be like Paul. You want to be able to say you fought a good fight. We don't have to win them all. You're not going to win them all. But fight. Act like you want to live. And live right. Prosperous. And I know a lot of you are. But what I'm saying is, don't hoard all of the blessings, the stuff the Lord has blessed you with. But as you go through this life, day to day, please, guys, just think on others. And I just wanted to come by and say that. I just want to remind you that your living is not in vain. We have a destination. We're going to get there. But you want to get there victoriously. Give that some thought. And I'm going to get back with you. Blessings.